Greetings, fellow traveler. As humanity awakens and evolves, we see change in every aspect of our lives. Let's consciously manifest our desires. I am Candace Craw Goldman, and this is New Earth Journey.
Greetings and welcome, everyone. It is the 10th of November, 2015, and this is episode 9 of New Earth Journey. I am so excited about tonight's guests. Zen Crier, I think I'm saying it right, Zen Crier DeBrooke, is an internationally renowned inspirational teacher, speaker, author, and coach. Her passion is teaching people to tap into their innate inner guidance to generate consistent, successful results in life. The result is replacing exhaustion, anxiety, fear, and dread with ease, joy, flow, and fulfillment. Zen's programs have helped thousands of people all over the world transform their lives for the better with sustained positive changes in their businesses and in their personal lives. Her compassion radiates through her work, and her style is down to earth, practical, humorous, and wise. Zen was the founder and CEO of one of the first internet design companies in the world. The company, in a 4-year period, quickly grew from $250,000 to a $4 million company, and she's known for creating innovative online strategies that are simple and work for Fortune 500 companies, including Applied Materials, IBM, Electronic Arts, BP, and Visa. This gal knows her stuff. The key to Zen's success came when she decoded her own internal guidance system, her IGS, and learned that everyone was born with a factory-installed, I love the way she says that, factory-installed inner GPS system. And she provides direct experience of the IGS through her courses, speaking, coaching, and books. And I first heard Zen on the air speaking on Coast to Coast back in, I believe it was 2010, and I was so intrigued, and I'm so pleased to welcome Zen DeBrooke to the show this evening. Hi, Zen.
Hi. Thank you, Candace, for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm just so happy to be here as well. You've had an exciting day. So have I.
The technology glitches have been quite astounding, right?
they really, really have. So we'll set that aside for right now. And in our very short 55-minute show, though, I want to get as much out of you as possible. Why don't you just tell us about your story? How did you find out all about the IGS system? And how did you find out the rest of us have it, too?
Well, it started back in 1993. Someone gave me a cassette tape that had Abraham Hicks on it. Are you familiar with Abraham Hicks and her work?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so Abraham Hicks is a channeled group of beings that come through Esther Hicks, for those of you who don't know. And in this audio cassette, she talked about all kinds of metaphysical things. But one of the things that she talked about was the internal guidance system and how everyone has it and they can tune into it. And she said it felt like an expansion and contraction in relationship to your thoughts. Well, I immediately knew that I had been following something similar to that. And I just started pouring through all of their work and trying to find like a little manual or a handbook or how did we use this system. But they didn't really explain it. So I went on a quest on my own to discover what this was and to begin to learn to use it on my own. And in the course of the next 7 years, I mastered it for myself as best as you can with your human mind that we have. And I began using it in my life, and it brought me incredible success because it supported me in making decisions that were on target with my purpose and also the most optimal choice I could make in the moment. And that's really what this IGS, internal guidance system, is all about for each person. It's like we each have our own soul blueprint and that we're given when we get here. And this system actually is like a car's GPS system, except it's our own GPS system to get us through this blueprint and on the other side in the most optimal way.
It's just so fascinating. And it really has a lot to do with the body, doesn't it, Zen?
It interacts with the body, but it's also, you know, I'm just going to go right to the core of it. It's also the source of divine wisdom that comes from outside of us that has information that we don't necessarily have. You'll be guided in each person's guided individually for their own personal life, but when you're guided, there are things that come along that your IGS gives you a sensation about, which I'm hoping to give you and your listeners more like an actual experience of it a little bit later, but you're like, how does it know the things it knows? So it works with your body, and it sits outside of your mind, and it has wisdom that sits outside of space and time, meaning it knows the past, the present, and the future. And it's quite a remarkable tool to master and learn.
Zen, how does this compare to what some of us describe as the higher self or the soul?
Well, I think it's very much similar to. I have not really isolated where this guidance comes from. Mm-hmm. For me personally, what resonates is it's the Holy Spirit. It's an actual part of divinity that's inside of me, supporting me and getting my, you know, and having my life the way I want it to be. But also there's others, each person kind of has a different attunement to, some people say it's their guides, others say it is their higher self, others it's Jesus. And I don't think it really has a one name. I think that it's a bunch of different things, and that each person has it calibrated to exactly what suits them to be able to listen to it and accept it to their fullest ability. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. You know, in the work that I've done over the years too, I find that some people have kind of like these giant teams, you know, lots of angels, guides, masters, all sorts of things. And some people have like smaller teams, more intimate. And as you're speaking, I wonder if it's, you know, it's kind of like businesses, maybe. There's some small ones out there and some large ones out there. And sometimes they change, personnel. Very interesting, you know? I wonder if that happens with an IGS system.
Maybe. I agree with you on the teams and things, but I'm going to give a little distinction around the IGS is I believe that all of the universe and all life on Earth, we'll just take that example, is operating from their internal guidance system. And us humans separated from this to a certain degree so that we could develop our mental capacities, and that now we're being asked through the evolutionary process of us as a species to move back into what all of life is already being led by. So I feel like flowers come up out of the ground in the spring to the opening, and whales migrate into their opening, and opening is one of the forms of guidance that the IGS gives. And that what it is we're tuning back into that flow, that oneness.
That's so beautiful. And you're a new mother too. So is it that children are born with this and we train it out of ourselves?
Yes. Yes, it is. And not on purpose to hurt them, but we just don't know. Mm-hmm. First of all, we don't trust children to be able to guide themselves. We feel that they, you know, and we also don't want them to bother us. So we have them conform to a certain set of rules that makes us our lives more easy, right? And over time, yeah, they begin to adhere to our cultural standards and what we believe they should be doing instead of following their own truth. And really, the IGS is about your personal truth and being able to step into it and follow it and own it. So, yes, with children, it's one of the things that I'm very aware of is helping my son. He's only 20 months, but is it helping him to, one, find structure in his life, but two, also be able to follow his own truth and his own desires. It's an interesting new way of parenting.
It sure is. He's going to have a much different life than I would gather most of us who are listening and participating on this show had. and it's not like we're trying to make our parents, our teachers, our clergy, you know, as bad guys. It's just they were taught this way, and they believed that it was the best way to teach us as well. But we're learning something different, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think everybody's being asked to step into this. And there's no more important time in the history of humanity than right now for each of us to be able to resonate and know what's true for us in the moment, to be able to weed through all of the lies and the deceptions and the you know, I mean, you look at our corporate world, especially here in the U.S., and what's going on with our food and our environment and our politics and all the way down to community level, and the way that they use the media to sway our emotions and our focus, to be able to stop and drop in and know what is actually the truth for you in the moment and how to take action, I think is one of the most powerful, healthiest things that you could do. And not be able to be pushed around by deceptive media and campaigns and those kinds of things. So, yeah, I believe it's the next level of human evolution. And it's so necessary and crucial for us to be able to do this and be guided by the guidance.
It's such a beautiful thing that you probably use dozens, hundreds of times a day. I mean, you probably use it, you know, every hour that you're moving throughout your own life, or do you? Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's so the interesting thing is most people use their minds to make decisions, but they're also not paying attention to what their mind is producing. So one of the first things that happens to students who are studying with me is they're paying attention to their internal guidance system, which resides in the body between the throat and the upper solar plexus. It's a physical sensation that you can feel, and you can tell whether you're on track or off track, and you don't have to drop in. It's already been working for everyone their whole lives. And it's letting you know whether your thoughts that you're having are on your blueprint, taking you into the most optimal blueprint experience you can have for your soul, or away from it. And what happens is that they are bebopping along, and they'll feel what I call an expansion or a contraction or opening or closing sensation, and they won't remember what they were just thinking. And so instead of using it like a tool where you go, oh, I'd like to, you know, what's the best decision I can make right now? The optimal way to use this is you actually feel it and you stay in the opening throughout your whole life, and you actually stop using your mind in the same way altogether. You begin using more of a body instinctual feeling to move into things. Now, for some people, that's kind of scary. They're like, ooh, I don't trust my emotions. I don't trust my feelings. But this isn't emotions. Your emotions are completely separate. This is something that doesn't have an emotional component to it. It's simply an expansion or contraction, letting you know whether you're on track or off track. I liken it to the hot-cold game. Do you remember that when we were a kid? You blindfold someone and you try to get to an object. You say, hot, hot, cold. No, colder. No, oh, you're getting warmer, warmer. The IGS works with us like that in the way that we're thinking about something. And so that's how it leads us through our purpose in life and what's the most optimal choices to be making. So you can actually live from that place, which is it's very synergistic. It feels good. You feel more relaxed. You feel very safe operating in the world from this place. You have a greater body of wisdom to draw from. It's so to answer your question, hundreds of times a day, I live there as much as I possibly can. Now, of course, my mind can freak out about things. Recently had a health crisis in the family with my father, and it's very hard for me to stay there because of all the fear that comes up and, the worry. And worry is closing. Worry is whenever you worry or have fear, it's actually guidance that what you're thinking is not true, not going to happen. But it was still very hard to, pull my mind away from the thoughts that were pulling me off my blueprint and just stick to what my IGS was telling me was going to be happening and how it was going to turn out. And so we all have those moments. But in general, it's a very relaxed state of being that feels wonderful and magical, and it's a place that all of us can live in on a regular basis. It's hard for people to believe, but it's true.
Can I ask you this? And I know this is getting kind of deeper quickly, but it's still so fascinating to me. So the situation with your father and your feeling kind of pulled back into that other way of emotional reaction, etc. Do you believe that someone perhaps like your son who won't be conditioned to react the way you and I and the rest of us have been for, and other generations of humans forever and ever, will he have such a trouble perhaps in his later life falling into that? But if he's raised this way that you're going to raise him, understanding his own system, will it be easier for him? Will it be easier for humans in the future? Are we kind of like at the cusp of this?
Yes, I do believe that it will be easier. In fact, and he will have it easier. when I first started really teaching this, it was very difficult for people to get it. And the more people that were trained and learned how to use it, the easier it was for the next class and the easier it was for the next class. It's almost as if they're, the people that in the beginning were paving a way for the people. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and it, yes, I become a better teacher, but really I did not notice it being as much my teaching a little bit, but really it was like something in the human spirit was capturing it quicker, uptaking it into their beingness faster. And as far as my son goes, when you live from this place, a lot of the concerns that we have as humans, life, death, health, money, relationships, they stop being so black and white, and they stop being something that can rob us of our joy and our happiness and our in the moment. What happens is this energy that you begin to cultivate inside of you, and the more you tune into it, the bigger it gets, and the bigger it gets, the more ease you have, and the more ease you have, the more you get to see this bigger, profound picture. I believe it's a doorway to enlightenment, honestly. Mm-hmm. And the more you have this bigger picture, and things don't affect you. So, for instance, one of my fears was it was my mom and my dad and my brother and I, and my brother and my mother have both passed. They passed when I was very young. And my dad's really my only familial family I have left, so when he got this health crisis diagnosis, what came up for me was being alone. Mm-hmm. But really, when my mom passed, and I was using my IGS at the time, any time that I, during the midst of her dying, when she had passed, I was already gone, I had an emotional experience of, oh no, who's going to be there for me to help me raise my son, and who's going to, you know, walk, be with me at my wedding and help me plan and, you know, be able to do all this. I would get this constriction, which shows up as anxiety, fear, and worry, which is guidance. Those sensations are actual physical guidance, spiritual guidance. But when I would hold the thought of how beautiful it was and how she prepared me so well to do this life and to be a beautiful woman and to be a responsible woman with all of my energy that I have, I would open. I'd feel this expansion. And throughout my life, I've had fabulous women who've been mother figures that have contributed to me and supported me. And I did not have a loss on that level. And that's the whole point, is you see this bigger thing that happens where you are always okay. You take yourself away from being safe and protected and okay in the way that you think about things and the, mm-hmm. and the suffering that we create through our minds. But in reality, once you have this expanded view, you realize it, and you can follow your IGS, you are control of your joy. You are control of your thoughts. You can move them into where they need to be. And so I believe my son will have that, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens for him as he is raised fearless, truly, and not mm-hmm. because of not being intelligent, but because he has a depth of awareness on a spiritual level that everything is always okay. We're always good. We're always being provided for. And it's going to be interesting to watch what he creates with that physical, innate, in his DNA awareness.
I've got the biggest grin on my face right now. What a different life for him than so many of us were launched with, you know. So yeah. Many of us were launched into this world saying there's not enough. You know, you always have to watch out. Somebody's always trying to get you, et cetera, et cetera. Sort of like, you know, preparing us to be victims, preparing us to, you know, to be attacked or whatever. And what a different way to prepare your son to experience this beautiful earth we live on. I'm just so pleased to hear about that. Can you tell us a little bit about how it works? Can you show us how it works?
Yes, I'd love to give you guys a demonstration. So everybody who's listening, so the thing that's important is that you have a kind of a quiet space to do this. Because your internal guidance system is operating in response to what you're thinking, you want to try to quiet your mind to do this exercise. So my recommendation is if you can't, that's okay. We're going to give you access to be able to come back and do this again on your own. But try to do this right now. And so if you're in a quiet space, and it doesn't matter if you're driving, it's totally fine. What I'd like for you to do is we're just going to quiet our mind by dropping into our body for a moment. And then I'm going to take you through a quick exercise where I give you two sentences. And I want you to feel between your throat and your upper stomach area whatever sensation arises. So first off, just focus on feeling your feet. You might notice as you put your attention on your feet that they suddenly might tingle a little bit, or you might even become aware they exist. We so often ignore our bodies. And then while you're paying attention to your feet, just pay attention to the palms of your hands. Even if you're holding a phone, you can, or listening, you know, while you're working, just feel the palms of your hands and your feet. You'll notice that both might start tingling. You might have a little energy there. And then next, listen to the room around you. There's sounds happening around you. Just kind of tune into them. And as I give you the first sentence, I want you to just kind of let it pass through your mind as a cloud does through the sky. Just let it kind of float through. Try not to grab onto it, analyze it, argue it, or argue with it or anything. Just kind of just let it float and notice any sensation. So feel your feet, your hands, and listen. And here's the sentence as a cloud through the sky. I do not have an internal guidance system. I do not have an internal guidance system. Just let it float along. Notice any sensation between your throat and your upper stomach area. And then focus on your feet, your hands, and your listening again. Relax. Just focus on that. And here's the next sentence. I do have an internal guidance system. I do have an internal guidance system. Cloud through the sky, floating through your mind again. Relax, notice any sensation. All right, wiggle your toes, take a breath. And Candace, what did you feel?
That was fascinating. So with the first sentence, I felt like a pinching, just a pinch, like a big, like across my shoulders, into my chest, a pinching coming into.
Kind of feeling?
Yes, absolutely. And with the second sentence, I felt I kind of some energy come off my shoulders and up out into the room and into the sky. Absolutely the opposite.
Yes. Okay. So many people, that's what they feel. They feel like a tightening, like they can't breathe, or a wilting. Some people explain like, oh, my body wilted, a rock in the pit of my stomach, a lump in my throat. These are all different areas. Your IGS has three different areas that it gives you information from: the throat, the chest, and the stomach area. And I call that closing. So throughout the work, we just call it closing. And so we talk about, are you closed? Are you feeling a closing? And then the other is people feel an expanded or a lifting, a release. Their chest, they can breathe more, like they just their chest and their lungs fill with air, or the rock in the stomach goes away, this lump goes away, a V upward rising. That's called an opening. I call that an opening. And that is also a form of guidance. And when you are open, you are on your path, and there's different ways in which different gradations, like they have a little opening or a big opening or a huge opening. And when you're closed, when you feel that constriction, you're moving away from your path, like the hot-cold game. You're moving away from your path. And so, and there's different, you know, areas of that. So you can have a little closing or a bigger closing or a bigger, way big closing. Big closing feels like panic or terror. People get this in the middle of the night. They wake up and they'll be in terror about their health or their children or their finances. And you're moving away from your path. And the key thing that if you walk away and you never ever hear me again and you never follow up on this work, that I want people to know is all fear, worry, anxiety, and stress, which also can show up as a rushing or being overwhelmed in your life, means that your thoughts are carrying you away from your path, your blueprint, your destiny. They're not true. They are not going to happen. Your mind is generating something that is a lie, and you don't have to bother with it at all. All of those sensations are just guidance. None of that's real. So many people believe that those experiences of stress, overwhelm, and anxiety, and fear, means that what they're thinking is going to come true. It's something they have to take action on, and the exact opposite. And when you feel an open sensation, an ease, a lightening, expansion feeling, that means your thoughts are moving you towards your path. What you're thinking is true. If you continue with those thoughts, they will happen for you. And it's this compass that allows you to just move in your life like the hot gold game, staying really hot on your purpose and your path.
So beautiful. I loved the description that you said about the V, because that's exactly what I felt, was a V kind of up from my chest, out my shoulders, and then moving higher out away from me in a V shape. How beautiful is that?
Thank you. I love it. And all of us have this. All of us have it. That's what's so great. And it works the same way for everyone. So you can learn to use this.
Yeah. So can you give me an example of how the IGS can help someone out of a problem or a big struggle of some kind?
Yeah, there's so many ways. So it's operating all the time. And so no matter what you get into, whether it be something in your career or a relationship, so let's say that you have a consistent argument happening with your spouse or your significant other, and you feel the same way, and you walk in and they say something, you'll feel this tightening sensation, but you have a thought about what they're meaning. So you'll think, oh, there they go again. They're blaming me for this, and they don't have any respect for me, and they don't realize how hard I'm working, and I can't believe that they are blaming me for this situation yet again. But you're closed. That means what you're thinking is not true about your spouse. And in that moment, once you know that, once you begin practicing and using this is hard. I'm not saying it's easy. Okay, it's hard because our mind is really conditioned, like from childhood.
Yes.
It is convinced that it is real. It is convinced. And it's not true. If your IGS is closing to what you're thinking, that means what you're thinking is not true. And so it's like, you can stop in the moment and say, wow, this seems really real to me, and I'm really pissed off, and I'm really mad, but my IGS is closed. That means that what I'm thinking about how they feel or think of me is not true. And there's a way in which you could go and work it out on your own by going, okay, well, let's see what is true. Or you can say to them, okay, I've got this new practice, and I'm realizing that it's true. You're not blaming me, even though I'm thinking that you're making me wrong, and you're not blaming me, and you're not being disrespectful for bringing this up. So please tell me again why it is that you're telling me this. It'd be simple as, well, sweetheart, I just want you to know that I need the dry cleaning tomorrow. I know you haven't gotten it the last 3 days, but it's okay. I didn't need it, but I do need it tomorrow. Can you pick it up? Yes, I can do that. And that's it. Sweetie, I'm not mad at you about not picking it up. I haven't needed it. Okay. You're really not mad. You're really not blaming me. It's not one more thing on my plate that I've done wrong. No, sweetie, no. I'm just making sure you know that I actually do. And if you can't do it, then let me know. I'll do it. We got to work that out. And it's like there's this way that all this garbage, when you begin using your IGS, this garbage just gets cleared out. Another powerful way that you can use your IGS, especially for women, no offense, men listening, I'm very pro-man. I love men. But for women, it can be really hard to set your own price as a consultant, right? Or when you go in to get a job and you want to set your salary, we undervalue ourselves. And so what we'll do is we'll go in and we'll see the number and it won't be enough, or we'll feel like we need more, we want to ask for more, and we'll feel this closing when we think, oh, I can't get more, or that's, you know, they'll never give me more than that, or I can't ask for more. And you'll feel the tightening, which means it's not true and it's not in alignment. So that means that it's in your blueprint to ask for more. So if you sit and go, wait, I'm closed. I could ask for more. Ooh, I just opened. Holy cow, I could ask for more. Okay, is it 20,000 more? Open. Is it 30,000 more? Ooh, even more open. 40,000 more? Oh, okay, I'm closing. Okay, so it's 30,000. Is it 35,000? And you'd be like, oh, no, actually what I'd like to do is I'd like to negotiate my salary, please. And you can go into negotiation from an opening, feeling secure, confident, and strong that the actual price that you're asking for the work that you do is appropriate. It's one of the things I do with my clients on working out business contracts and working out their pricing. And whether you hire someone or not, we work using the internal guidance system on these very practical, concrete things, teaching them how to use this to run their businesses and their lives.
So, Zim, let me ask you something there. As that concept, as you're describing that concept, I'm seeing and imagining people and their relationships and the interconnectedness of us all. I'm wondering, do IGSs work with each other, or is this system mostly just personal of your own self and it doesn't take into consideration the IGS of other people? How does that work?
I am so glad you're bringing this up. Fabulous question. So earlier in the conversation when I referenced that I think this is the edge of human evolution and that we're being asked to move back into flow with everything that already is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about nature and how perfect nature is. And everything gets fed in the way that, that nature just synergistically works together as a symbiotic organism of, you know, and so we are being asked to move into that flow. And what happens when you do is your internal guidance system is taking into account all aspects of harmony and health for everyone and everything involved. Very biological in the way that it functions as a unique, as a unified system. So if it, it opens you and it's right for you and there's another person in relationship or group or community that's in relationship to you around this particular topic, it's right for them too. Okay.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So it's not this very isolated or selfish sort of self-fulfillment without consideration of others around you. It's synergistic with the whole.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And very powerfully so. So can I give you a story, an example?
Please.
Okay, awesome. So one of my clients, she had a job offer. She had two kids and a husband, and she had a job offer that was going to take her across the United States away from her family. And she opened, and they had been using their IGS together for a long time as a couple. It's actually an amazing tool to use as a couple or as a company or anyway. But so she opened at taking the job, and when she proposed it to him, he immediately had a reaction like, I can't move and leave my job. And she opened that he wasn't to leave his job, and that really scared her. She's like, oh, gosh, I'm going to do this alone? So he could not wrap his head around staying where the kids were doing great. They're flourishing in the school they were in, and he was doing great at work, and they loved their home, and yet she opened to leave and go move somewhere else to do this work. And so we actually had a coaching session with the two of them because he could not wrap his head around or even get to an opening mentally. He was so closed, which means what he was thinking wasn't true, about raising the family on his own and her being gone. So what happened out of the session was he got to a place through working with his mind where he opened to that she was supposed to go. And it was really frightening and scary for both of them because they couldn't see how it was going to work. But they had been doing this practice long enough to know that if they opened, it's silly to not go with the opening because it never works out. If you follow your closing in the end, you'll regret it. You just do. Everything, it goes wrong. It doesn't work as well. So They went ahead and she pursued it. Turned out to be the most extraordinary experience for their family. She would come home on the weekends, sometimes only twice a month, and because she was home, they made a very special family experience out of it. They wanted to spend time together. Her husband got to know the children in a way that he had not because he had just kind of left it to her, the relationships that they had and their schoolwork and all their activities. So he got the opportunity to come in and actually get to know his children again and get to know who they were and add himself into the mix as part of their advisors and their the person that's caring for them. And he said, if she hadn't left, I would never have had this relationship that I have with my kids. I would have missed it all. And I wouldn't even have known what I was missing because I was so wrapped up in just producing at work and caring for the family in a different way. And then their marriage became extraordinary. And in the end, what happened was it was about 6 months later that she got the transfer back to where she was. And in that six-month period, their family had a revival. They were closer. Her marriage was rekindled. The kids got to know their father. Their whole family changed as far as the way that they interacted with each other. She says, if I had not left, I can't even imagine what our family would be like now. And it's not a family I would have, it's like what we have now. And it turned out to be this extraordinary, amazing experience for all of them. And I'll tell you what, if they hadn't had their IGS, she probably wouldn't have taken the job, and it wouldn't have happened. She admitted that. She said, I wouldn't have split up my family, but I'm so glad I listened to my IGS.
That's an extraordinary story because culturally, you know, in general, we as a culture sort of frown upon that, especially the woman, the mother leaving like that. You know, in general, we aren't trained to think that that's an option. And what you're saying is that these these people tuned into, you know, their divine guidance and came out on the other side of it enriched and very happy with their decision. That's really a beautiful story.
And that's the way it works. Sometimes it may take a little bit of time for it to be seen that way, but in the end, if you follow your IGS, you'll see the perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And it always turns out more healthy and harmonious, and you're more satisfied and fulfilled inside. It's just amazing.
So what exactly, from your perspective, is our soul's blueprint? Where does it come from? What is it? And can you talk a little bit more about the concept of a soul blueprint?
Well, I can give you my perspective, and I think it's different for every person. So I can give you the way I look at it. And I actually think that it is different, that there's a multitude of answers for that. There's a multiple answers for that question. And I think that's why we're so diverse and rich. But what I believe and what I've found to be opening and true for me is that we are the captains of our own soul in this lifetime, in this universal experience, and that we look at where we would like our souls to evolve to become. We look at our faults, or, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call them faults in the bigger sense, but that's an easy way to have it be explained. We look at our faults or things that were gaps that we're missing in our, and really it's not faults, it's things that are keeping us away from being fully, fully in love with us. With ourselves, right, that we want to clear out. And so we kind of come up with a game plan in combination with other people in our lives, and we come down here and we play a game. And we look at how, and we look at how we're going to evolve it. And to evolve a soul, it takes experience. You can't just, like, think your way into it. It actually takes, to me, in my impression of it, a physical experience of doing something to really, like, bring it into being. Manifest it, to have it be embodied. And so we come down here and we do the best we can playing the game, and at the end, when we're done, our lifetime, we go and look at how we did. And where we didn't do well, we try to figure out why and how, and we replay again. We keep playing the game. And it's fun and it's enjoyable, and we take it very seriously when we're here, and that's why we forget who we are and all of that. But I think the blueprint is the game plan, so that there's so much richness and there's so much distraction here in our world that we have to have a blueprint that kind of keeps us. We can't go too far off our blueprint, because otherwise, you know, that's not the way we play. We play that there's a certain way. All games have certain rules, and our blueprint is our rules. But there are ways to do the blueprint that are super, super awesome and successful, and there's ways to do it that's harder and more challenging and with less support. And so our IGS is here to try and support us in realizing. And really, the way I boil it down to is, right now, as human critters, we are using suffering and pain as a wake-up call. That's why the IGS has stress, anxiety, fear, and worry, overwhelm as one of its guidance tools. And we can use pleasure, which is the opening. It feels good and expansive and like ecstasy or love or confidence and compassion and joy. And so we're moving away from using suffering and moving into using pleasure and opening as our wake-up call. And we're in the midst of it. And so our IGS uses those two counterbalances and to kind of help us, like, move us towards where we need to be. And that's how it works.
I like that. That kind of brings me to the question about emotion. I watched your video earlier, and I, with a lot of humor from my own part, because I like the way that you kind of nodded towards some current spiritual teachers who talk about this idea that your emotions are your internal guidance system, and you take a little exception to that. Can you talk about that, please?
Yes, and I want to just give a caveat, is I don't want to offend anyone, because there are some people who really, really believe that, and that's what works for them. Mm-hmm. However, in my working with people and in my own personal experience, I have found that our emotions are fictitious. They're not real. When we're young, we as we're going about collecting experiences and rules and people, telling us what's right and wrong and all of that, and also watching the way our parents and people around us that we are in our lives respond to things, we collect responses, and they're emotional. So, for instance, if your mom got mad about something, eventually, or seeing it over and over, you go, "Oh, that's how you're supposed to respond to that happening." Okay, well, I'm going to get mad too, and you begin to emulate. If you look at little kids, they emulate, they imitate what they're seeing, right? So, but then you're 26, 27 years old, and you're getting mad about something, and it's really not something you get mad about. If you really were to check in, not only that is our emotions are like they're very much like a drug. It is a chemical interaction in our brain to a story that we've made up about a fictitious possible future most of the time. And so what happens is something happens. You get a pink slip, meaning that those hilarious because I'm so old, meaning, you get laid off. They're going to take your job away. You leave work that day, and all of the emotions that come from you thinking about what's going to happen next. Oh, my gosh, how am I going to protect my family? How am I going to put a roof over our heads? How am I going to survive this? What if I have to move back in with my family? All these things begin an emotional response, and it creates an actual physical chemical reaction in the brain that floods the body, physical chemicals. And that's why what I like to say is the difference between your internal guidance system and emotions is your IGS, it gives you guidance instantaneously without any side effect. Where your emotions, even if the situation changed, even if your boss called you and said, "Oh, you were on the wrong list. I'm sorry, you're rehired," it would still, even though you're happy, it would still take you a couple of hours to fully get through that flood of emotion. That happened. You'd probably start bawling because the emotion is the chemicals are so intense in your body, and you'd go home and you'd sleep for hours because of the exhaustion of having to gone through that emotional flood of chemicals. So they're very separate, and you can actually use your IGS to unravel the inauthentic emotions in your life so that you could actually totally in the moment feel what's real for you, not what was given to you by someone else. So they're very separate things, and I believe you can get into a lot of trouble by following an emotional experience, these chemical reactions that are based on a story that your mind's made up. A lot of people date people that are not good for them because of this emotional story that floods their body with chemicals. Like, why do you keep dating this guy? I don't know when I'm with him. And it's like, it has nothing to do with real love. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So this is a really interesting part about your system, this unraveling of your emotions. I think this is kind of a stumbling block, and maybe, I mean, you tell me, this may have been the harder thing for people to learn when you were first teaching this, and maybe is getting easier, this idea of unraveling your emotional reactions to things. Is that something that's just kind of learned? I mean, you were saying that you believe the emotions are learned, and I get that, but then the reaction to the emotions, meaning, oh, I had that emotion, so I must have this reaction to that emotion, is that also learned? Is that something we can unlearn using this system?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, and you know what? It sounds like it's really complex. Like, oh my gosh, how could I ever unlearn my emotions? Mm-hmm. But because the IGS is challenging to learn because you're dealing with your mind. IGS itself is simple, but the mind and the way it thinks and all the layer upon layer of thoughts and stories and everything is a little hard to unravel at first. But once you learn and trust the expansion and contraction, so the way I teach it is I teach in what I call the Miyagi approach. Do you remember Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid? Wax on, yeah, wax off.
A little bit, I do. I never watched that show, but I do remember sort of the visual of it. Yes, and I'm sure our listeners do. Mm-hmm.
So there's a wax on, wax off where he has him wax all his cars and paint all his fences and do all this labor, but he has him do it in a very specific physical way. So it's somatic, meaning your body gets a memory of something. And then he comes and he's all mad. He's like, "You better teach me some karate or I'm going to leave. I'm not just doing your labor for free." And this whole time he's been learning a series of karate moves and blocks that he now has down to where it takes him nothing to do it because his body knows it. Well, I teach the internal guidance system from that perspective. I get it in your body first, away from your mind, and have you trusting it. And then we work with emotions. So so by the time that it happens, when you have an emotional experience, you're like, wait, okay, I'm having this entire emotional experience, but my IGS is closed. So that means what I'm thinking is not true. Or I'm having this entire emotional experience and my IGS is open. Wow, you mean it's right? It's aligned for me to be angry about this? This is justifiable anger? This is anger that I should put into place? I should do something about this? There really isn't too many negative emotions. It's whether it's authentic and powerful moving you forward in your life on your blueprint, or it's inauthentic and moving you out away from your personal blueprint. But many, many, many of our emotions that we deem as negative, when you're open, bitterness even, I'm open that I'm bitter. And then you can heal. You can move into the bitterness and through it. Because
that's
the opening,
so
it's
beautiful.
True. It's real. So yeah, it becomes something that's not as hard as you might think because we build trust in your IGS first, and then we take on the stuff that's like, ooh, big, you know, and juicy and like, wow. And once you have that experience of the opening and closing and, you know, in different emotional places in your life, when you come into your own authentic self around your emotions, the most powerful thing is not only do you feel awesome and open in the midst of your emotional experience in life, but the way that people respond to you because you're open. It's true. Truth resonates with truth. So you can say something like, I'm really, really angry about this. I feel da-da-da-da-da-da, and this should change, and this should be occurring. The person sitting across from you is able to absorb it and go, wow, I can totally understand. I see this. I see it as true. We need to do something different. We need to figure this out. You're right, because it's coming from a place of like pure, honest, authentic truth.
I love that so much. I've got a grin that's going all the way up into my ears. You know what I love about that? As much as I've been working in the spiritual community since about the year 2000, and sometimes when I get around some people who only want to talk about loving and love and light and acceptance of everybody and non-judgmental, and then they sort of will tend to, even, you know, the sweetest people, but sometimes tend to kind of demonize things like anger. And there are times when it's okay to be angry.
it's
okay to be sad, and it's okay to have some of the human emotions that we have. And what I love about what you're saying here is that this system proves to you that you have incarnated within a physical body and in a system that will prove to you that sometimes these emotions are not only authentic, but perhaps necessary to keep you on your own soul's blueprint.
Absolutely. They're important. There's not anything that we have that's innate in us that isn't important for our development and who we are. So it's not like, oh, so we're not going to get to a place in our world where we just wipe out 50% of our emotional experience. No, it's actually important. Anger is very motivating. That's a very motivating, I'm going to make change, whether it be in your life or, and I'll tell you what, when my mom died, I was 23 years old, and the grief, I mean, I've never been through I wailed in the middle of my living room floor for days. Literally, my roommate would go to work, and I would collapse and just cry until I fell asleep, and then wake up realizing she wasn't there and cry some more. And like I said, I would have this experience of expansion about how beautiful it was to have her in my life, and that grief was so healing when it was opening. And then I would have this selfish, woe's me, what about me thoughts, and it would be closing, and just the agony, it was completely different. And really, it set me up to be able to survive and come through it in a cathartic way to be the woman that I am today. And grief is important. Bitterness is important. Anger is important. Sorrow is important. You know, there's, you know, regret, remorse. These things are rich human experiences that's important. They're really important for us as human beings to have. They lead us to joy, compassion, cherishing our lives and the people that are in them.
Zen, I think I could talk to you for hours and hours, but, you know, we're actually coming up on to the top of the hour. I want you to tell us, please, about your books and your programs and some of the other things you'd like to, offer those out there to help people learn and understand how to use their own IGS system. Would you talk to us about some of the things you offer?
Yes. Well, first of all, if you go to smartsoul.com, I have a about an hour long, broken up into different section video series, a video tutorial series that'll tell you so much more about your internal guidance system. It's way more nitty gritty, and it kind of goes in and it'll support you in understanding this more deeply. It's free. But you will be getting on my email list, and when you're on my email list, you will get, you know, information and blog posts and just how to use this more. And then we have a one-year program, which I know it sounds like a long time. It's called Spirit-Led, but actually people get to the end of it and they can't believe how fast it went and they don't want it to end. And it's an online course with live coaching from me in a group setting over the phone. Plus there's the modules, and literally I take you from not knowing how to use your internal guidance system to incorporating it in the way that we had talked about in the beginning, where day by day you're living from this place where you are living from your IGS and you use your mind as a tool to analyze and support and as a to imagine and to think of bigger dreams. But in a regular day, you're moving and staying in the opening. How to keep yourself in that warm, hotter space and on your blueprint, and to be more quickly able to, oh, wait, I'm closed. That means I've got to reconfigure my mind. Where's my blueprint? Oh, there it is. I can feel it. That's what's opening and moving toward it. And that program is called Spirit-Led, and you can find out about that by getting on our email list. We'll tell you all about it. And then I have a book that you can get. It's called The Smart Soul, and you can order that off of Amazon. And that's a very simple little manual that you're able to do. And there's a CD that comes with it that has exercises that is kind of like a much smaller version. There's like five exercises that get you started using your IGS right away. So I would recommend that you get on the list, do the video tutorial, and then find out more about what we're doing that way. And you can go to smartsoul.com to do that.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know that I do want to tell our listeners that I was so blessed to spend a little time in a coaching session with Zen just recently, and it was pretty darn fabulous. And she did talk about experiencing opening and closing with my own guides during this coaching session. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works for you, Zen?
Yeah, so I do intuitive sessions where I use my intuitive abilities. Most of this work was channeled. For me to figure this out on my own would have probably taken me many, many, many more years. But in relationship with God, that's who I created this with. I went in and had conversations. And so I developed this intuitive ability that's pretty darn accurate and amazing. And so I do intuitive sessions working with your internal guidance system and coming together with your guides and angels to figure out what's going on in your life. And really, it's like picking you up and dropping you down on your blueprint when you're off. It's like, let's get you reconfigured. I mean, really, it's like, okay, we clear out a bunch of stuff in the hour that we have together. And then you're moving forward. And people say that it's a whole energy of their lives change when they do a session. They feel clear and open and happy, and they know exactly what to do. They're very strategic. And so if you'd like to do that, I'm going to give you one more website. That's zeninamoment.com, and that's where you can look me up to do either coaching or intuitive readings, if that's something you're interested in. I love doing them. They're very powerful, and it's one of the best things that I feel I get to do in my life is to work with individuals on that level. Thank you for bringing that up. I really appreciate that, Candace.
Oh, thank you so much for the session. It was truly amazing. One of my favorite parts was you would say, hold on a second, and you would wait to see if you yourself were feeling an opening or a closing when either I or you said something. And I thought that was really interesting.
Thank you. How'd you feel afterwards?
Like, very free, you know, some things that seem to be weighing me down and causing me some consternation suddenly seem to have been just cut loose.
Yeah, that's a very good explanation. Yeah, is it just they're gone, and that's it,
yeah.
Cut loose. The stuff that's not working gets cut loose.
Yeah, feels pretty good. I think the road is clear up ahead. I wonder, how do you talk about dreams and intuition? You know, how do they match up or figure into an IGS system? Do you use your IGS system in the dream time state?
I do, but and we've only got such a short time. I'd love to just tackle the intuition piece real quick.
Yes.
Because it's super important. The internal guidance system.
And there's our music, sweetheart.
Darn.
You know what? We're almost out of time
right
there.
We're going to have to do another time together.
Zin, would you come back and talk with me some more? I so enjoyed our time together.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. It was wonderful, and I really appreciate the work you're doing and your gift of joy.
I appreciate your work, too. So I would like to thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I want to thank our listeners for coming on and learning more about Zin. And you can come to my website, newearthjourney.com, find Zin's links and some more information about her as well. And please join us a week from this coming Tuesday. We'll have another special guest. Zin, thank you. Do come back.
I will. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you, everyone. And good night. And remember, all shall be well.